Greetings and salutations. My name is Colin Moriarty, a 20-year veteran of the gaming industry and co-host of the mega-popular Sacred Symbols, a PlayStation podcast, a weekly show I do with my good friend, YouTuber and comedian Chris Raygun. Now, PlayStation has a 25-plus year heritage, but this year is going to be especially big for the brand, what with PlayStation 5 launching this fall. Our show, Sacred Symbols, delves into all you need to know about Sony's upcoming console, week in and week out. And we also give tons of love and attention to the current gen, too, including PlayStation 4, PlayStation VR, and yes, indeed, our beloved PlayStation Vita. We dive into the news, the games, the rumors and speculation, and even the drama of the PlayStation ecosystem, and we do it each and every week, without fail, just for you. If you want to get expert PlayStation commentary and analysis with a heavy dose of humor and irreverence, consider subscribing to Sacred Symbols, a PlayStation podcast, available on podcast services everywhere. We'll keep you informed, give you some stuff to think about, and make you laugh, too. That's Sacred Symbols, a PlayStation podcast, on all major podcast services.
Welcome to the league. It's your boy, FIFO.
Man, fuck this damn shit, man.
What?
Oh, shit. That he did. He messed my whole damn thing up.
Let me get it right.
Look, man. Damn. Hey, look. Welcome to another episode of the league. Presented by Dead End Sports in conjunction with Dead End Gaming. I am one of your hosts, FIFO 24/7. The voice that you heard rudely interrupt me is the voice of KB Inge, and we got the stepchild, Mr. AKA. Go ahead, Ken, get it off your chest, bro. We ain't even going.
Nah, man, just do your thing, man.
No. I did my thing. You came out right hot. What's up?
Look, it was a lot that went down yesterday. We've officially moved on to 21. We'll get into that.
Yep.
I played my matchup yesterday against Spike, and it was just I count at least 10 mistakes that we made collectively as a team. I should say the defense.
So we
on offense, I made one mistake. I should have lobbed the pass. I bulleted it, and he picked it off. That's on me. I own that one. But everything else, man, the same thing I've been talking about all season long is no secret. The defense that has plagued me. Showed their ass yesterday in the wrong fucking way.
You talking about that missed pick six?
It was so many.
Explain the missed pick six, because when your game was happening, I was literally finishing up, leaving the job, and I was on my way home as you were playing, so I didn't really get to see. I just kind of know what happened, but I didn't see.
I came out on fire.
Yeah, like I heard that game. Fire. That game, he was up. Like, yeah,
and I was up 27, but I knew I needed to keep scoring because you play my defense. You've seen it. Like, the defense is good. There's no secret. So I knew I needed to keep scoring. Mm-hmm. And like, offensively, I was just all over the place.
So did you open up the playbook?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
You know, that was my only question.
He was doing some things on us. Okay, Ken is taking this serious.
I told you I can. So anyway, I just showed a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so up to 21-27, going into halftime, he threw to Tyrell Williams isn't even this fucking good, but my cornerbacks threw it to Tyrell Williams, and they two missed tackles. First of all, the cornerback tried to get him. Then the second motherfucker that came over tried to grab him, and both of them motherfuckers dropped. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Tyrell Williams isn't that fast. Sheffield, my corner, I hate this motherfucker. I hate this motherfucker. He screwed up a couple of times playing you. I don't know if you remember me calling him out. And then this time, he runs a 95 speed and could not catch this motherfucker. Tyrell Williams, I don't think he's running 95. He should have at least walked him down. Mm-hmm. So I hate him. So that got the game back 2014.
He scored that Tyrell touchdown like to end the first half.
Yeah, so that at that point, it's you know, and he got the ball at halftime. Mm-hmm. So he got the ball back. So at that point, and I knew this going in, so I knew I needed to at least get that stop or force a field goal, and two missed tackles. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, in the first half, there were two passes that they could have picked off that they didn't. They just knocking the ball down.
I hate that shit. Why are you doing? They be
I hate when that's an interception,
especially when the ball is floating in the air. They just knock it down. Yeah. Like
And I made the adjustments. Like I told him, like, go for the pick. Like I made that adjustment in the settings. Yeah. So it's not like it wasn't turned on. So anyway, that's fine. I was like, all right, well, we still playing well. You know, we holding up. I just know that I'm going to have to pull a number out of FIFO book, put up 30, something to win. And, second half, he went up. I got the ball back through the interception. Then he went up again. Here come B. B showed up. Yep. B but I played better.
B punk ass always showed up at the wrong time. Whenever I'm, man.
But here's the thing I told B earlier. See, when I saw B, I stepped up my game. Uh-huh. Like, I said, I'm not gonna fuck up with B here. So I took, and the more people came in, I'm like, all right, we gonna get this thing popping. And, as I was playing, I was kind of, you know, I kind of doing what you were doing, just talking through the different things mm-hmm. that happened. This is how you lose games, blah, 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 in the playoffs, whatever. Then, you know, he went up 27, he had scored. Then he went for two to try to force me to go for mm-hmm. two because I missed the extra point. Mm-hmm. We stopped him and I'm like, all right, bet we good. So, went down, scored, and like, there was no pressure. Like, if you watch the replay, I'm on here just loose, like mm-hmm. clowning around, whoop, whoop, saying shit like that mm-hmm. when he's missing and shit like mm-hmm. that. Went and scored. Now he got the ball back. This is when all hell broke loose. If you guys want to hear me rage, go back and watch like the fourth quarter. I fucking lost it. I don't know what stream you were watching.
I was watching the YouTube stream.
Man, if you watch my stream, I fucking lost it. First of all, he got the ball. First pass that should have been picked off. I think he just tipped it, knocked it down. Then there was another one where the cornerback, instead of going for the interception, I felt he was in position. He tipped the ball. The ball went up. My other DB was there, reached to grab it. It tipped off to his hands and his fucking receiver caught
yep,
it.
Yep. I saw that one.
Oh,
that
wow.
was the one. It was like, it was literally a bang bang play as far as in the worst way.
That's damn near a pick six. And I'm starting.
And that was a crucial part of the game because Spike has momentum at this point. Mm-hmm. Like Spike yep. was throwing. He looked like he was trying to throw away the game. I was like, bro, his defender is right there. But the guy literally just hit him in his, you know how sometimes the ball just hit them in the chest and they yep. look at it like they don't know what the fuck
yep,
is going
yep,
on.
Yep. I hate that.
Yeah, man. So, you know, so yeah. See, yeah, I guess momentum because you're like, damn, I got away with one. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, man, I know Spike. Like at some point, I'm going to switch up enough coverages. I'm going to get him to make a mistake. And he took a shot in my corner. He's a rookie. But he was step for step right with
he
him.
He was there. Was sort of he was the there. I saw that play.
This motherfucker jumped up, hit his hands, and that shit.
And that's when you realized he was a cornerback, not a wide receiver.
And he was a safety too. And I was like, what in the entire, that's the second interception that they dropped on that drive. He eventually went and scored. At that point, I'm ballistic. Like everybody in the chat, like, yo, nigga, calm down.
And what's funny about that from the other side, like maybe from Spike Lee's standpoint, I don't know. I didn't talk to him specifically about his mindset during that time, but like, if you got away with two big ass plays that would have went against you, you feel like you invincible now. Like I'm throwing shit everywhere, anywhere, just because like, all right, this nigga can't catch for shit. It's clear.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's two. So there was at least six potential interceptions, but two dropped interceptions. I want to say about three. I did get one. But we're talking about, this is like playoff time. This is why you need to step up. I'm yelling at the TV and I'm like, y'all motherfuckers owe me. They never paid. They never paid. And he scored. And then I'm like, all right. So I'm not tripping because I'm like, okay, well, shit.
Cause you've been moving the ball.
I've been moving the ball with ease. So I get the ball back and I made one critical mistake was, I didn't look for the blitz and Shaquin Griffin came and got me. Still not worried about that because I got plays. I got plays. Mm-hmm. So it was like second and 20. And, I forgot what I did, but it was I think I got sacked again, actually, cause I don't think he dropped the ball, but, it was like fourth and 31. At that point, it's just whatever. Mm-hmm. So I dial up something. Oh, DeSean Hopkins. I threw granted it was an aggressive catch, but mm-hmm. I threw it. He caught he's a fucking 99.
Yeah.
You gotta make that catch. And he got hit and he dropped the fucking ball. His only drop of the game. So I'm raging about that. And I drop back. I'm already in the end zone. So I know I got to get the ball off. It's mm-hmm. fourth or whatever. So, mm-hmm. you know, this game one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And he got me for a safety. But the shit that pissed me off was, I didn't even get a chance to get the ball off because you just never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I dropped back and I tapped it to throw the lob pass and this motherfucker pump fake.
I never understand the difference between the pump fake and just the lob. And it's the same type of
What the pump fake is a double tap. A lob is just like a light tap, so that way they just let the ball go. But that's happened to me on several occasions,
man.
And especially when you need it to go in a critical situation, they pump fake. It's like there's no recovery from that.
And then now the sack is gonna happen.
Exactly,
yeah, because the guy's coming, and then he did the fucking long wind up because the guy's 30 some yards down the field. Yeah. And at that point, it was over, man. I was like done. It took me a couple of hours to get over that shit. I ain't gonna lie. because, you know, I have to overcome so much.
Yeah.
You know, and in a very winnable game, and everybody's seeing like these critical moments that are not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's emotionally draining because you're like, man, at least give me a shot to win the game. And when I'm using players and trying to pick stuff off,
it's too much.
It's a lot, man.
That's what I was telling y'all about the whole reason. That's the mindset that I had going into 21. It's just like, when you have to rebuild a defense specifically, cause we're offense, I feel like it's easy for all of us. Mm-hmm. Cause we like to throw points on the board or we like to get creative. Defense is so much of a chess move shit. Like,
it is.
Not only based off of who you select, but how do you use them?
Yep.
How do you get them up?
What's the scheme? And here's the thing.
And I switched it up a little bit because I took the linebacker and took away one of his guys. So I was doing a little something different for the player.
Hey, that linebacker, I told you, bro.
I knew he was going to run Pollard out. So I went in and took that out.
Yeah, you take Pollard. That's his best receiver.
That is. Yeah. That is. But you know, Ken, you talk about like the emotional pressure and stresses that this actually adds. Like our whole debacle, we'll get into it, like why we didn't finish the Super Bowl and all of that. Like, I was emotionally pumped. I even called Nick. Was emotionally pumped up to play because these things, even though we're not physically playing, your mind is working at a very high level.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So at least for me, I can't speak for everybody, but like certain matchups, I have to psych myself up and I have to mentally prepare. You know what I'm saying? So I was so prepared. So I had an emotional letdown just like you did. Yeah. So I just wanted to get that.
And I wanted Spike because even though it wasn't directly aimed at me, I took insult to it. That's why I wish he was here.
Mm-hmm.
Because, we'll get into that later. Yeah. I'll tell you.
But no, I get what you mean by like, it's not embarrassing, but like when you count on your team, it's like you're literally trying to count on your teammates. Mm-hmm. Like I can't play every position. Mm-hmm. I can't. Now you understand why athletes say that about when they're the best player on a shitty team. It's like,
what you want me to do?
What do you want me to do? Yep. Like I can't do everything. I can't be the deodorant for everything.
Yeah.
My first round matchup, I believe we all had wild cards.
Yeah.
My wild card matchup, cause I won my division, but I didn't get a first round bye. I faced
you were 13-3. What my $10, nigga? Uh-huh.
We got wait till Dead End Sports Live to get that. You can get that. All right. 13-3, so I was able to get a fourth seed. That's how competitive the NFC North was. I mean, the NFC in general was. And I faced the Cowboys again, so it's basically a four-time divisional game. And I was at home and I took care of business. My rookie linebacker who won Defensive Rookie of the Year, Monty Rice, he got the clutch sack that I need on fourth down. Cause we were going back and forth. I could not stop his run game. Basically because I'm always, again, the defense that I naturally play is more about preventing the big play, not the small, you know, paper cut stuff. But he was gashing me with Ezekiel Elliott. So I had to eventually commit to the run stop. And it worked eventually towards the end. And this is after me getting the safety in the first quarter. And I was fucking up early. That's why I just committed to the run, as well. So I was able to get through, out of that, he couldn't get past customs. That's what I said in the chat. You know what I mean? So when you face me, you gotta go through New York customs and he didn't get past that. But I'll get to my next matchup after you go to yours. But yeah, I was able to get the dub.
Yeah. So my first matchup was against, and I'm 14-2, by the way, and had to play a goddamn wild card game. Everybody in my chat was like, so what's your record? Why are you playing wild card? Cause it's fuck. I play the Ravens twice a year. You know,
he lost one more game in the Ravens. That's all it was.
And I was 13-3, by the way.
Yeah. So we all had obviously stellar records. I played the Bills. It was a CPU game. At the beginning of that game, I was talking to the folks, you know, so if you don't follow me already on Twitch, go follow me. People 24/7 everywhere. And, you know, I was having a light, jovial conversation with everybody. Oh, this is what I'm going to do. And then the Bills defense is for real. Then them motherfuckers put up 14 points on me in the first quarter. And I had to shut the fuck up and get to work. Cause I was like, there's no
even
way.
So the CPU was even good.
Yeah, no, the Bills CPU always gives you, there's certain teams, especially in the AFC, and you'll find out now that you're moving.
I found out when I placed the Steelers and the Patriots. They play differently than anyone else.
The Steelers, my nigga, like, that's damn near a user team, bro. Especially on defense. The offense, you can do whatever, but that defense is for real. But the Bills are one of those teams that the defense is legit. And I'm not saying I wasn't taking it lightly. It was just, I wasn't 100% focused.
Mm-hmm.
So my focus wasn't there. So when I refocused, I blew their ass out. The score wasn't even close. You already know how I do these CPU teams. So it is what it is. So, Nick, after you beat
the Cowboys, what was your next round matchup?
My next round matchup was against the Packers, who is the number one seed in the NFC for our season, and for our conference too. And he's one of the new additions. He came out of.
But he ain't new to us though.
Fifo added him.
He ain't new to us.
Fifo tamed the league right now. He That's did. All I can
say. So now y'all on their side.
I'm just saying.
Y'all on their side.
I said Fifo is bringing the league down. Adrian brought in Ravens, and then he added four and hustle. I don't know where Saints came from, but he whooped somebody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know where Saints came from.
I only said I'm jokingly because the Packers and the Saints, they're two new additions as far as users, but they're really good. They've earned my respect, especially the Packers. The Packers whooped my ass. The first quarter, we were going back to, and I hate receiving the ball first, to start the, cause I love to have that cushion
That adjustment. Like getting the ball in the second half allows you to adjust whatever happened to the first half.
Or make up for the lack thereof. But I knew when you get the ball first, you gotta score, regardless, no matter what. And I did that, and then he scored. And it was kind of even for a little bit, but then he broke the game open once he,
that fourth quarter.
Basically, once he, not even that. Right. It was really the third quarter. Cause once he got Baker Mayfield to do a QB sneak up the middle of my gut, he had the momentum throughout the whole game. Cause I couldn't do much, anything. Cause he was playing that defense that you kind of played where it looks like he's going to blitz, but he may or may not.
Yep. And he did that to me. We played a couple of regular games and he started doing that.
And my offensive line, it's like I always say, it's just decent. Like, it's enough to get Saquon a hole, and obviously Saquon does the rest. But even then, it was
Saquon ain't do shit.
He ain't do shit. He locked me up, and then I had to start throwing, and I obviously, when that happens, you're bound to throw an interception, because at first, we both were just, it was just one interception apiece. He picked me off, I picked me off. Then it just, once I had to put scores on the board, he just got me. I couldn't really do shit. So, like, yeah, shout out to him. He was able to somehow, some way, Green Bay is not just a flyover state, you know, city or whatever. He got past customs. So then he advanced on. But yeah, that it was kind of bittersweet. Cause I feel like this season, especially, there has been so much fatigue for this season, especially towards the end and how the end of the regular season ended. Like it was kind of like, all right, fuck it. It don't matter. Let's just get it over with.
Yeah.
Because of 21?
No, not even 21 was at first, I think the first, you know, thing that put everything into motion as far as everyone else being like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
But it was just how the season ended. Those last 8 games of the regular season, or even just specifically the last 4, it was just, I feel like you could feel in the chat, even as I see people play, like, it was like, oh, I don't even give a fuck about this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm playing, I care, but I'm really thinking about 21.
My eyes on something else right now. No, I feel you. I felt that too. And my second game after I beat the Wild Card.
Wait, what was the final score?
We don't need to worry about that. You ain't say your score, nigga. I ain't gonna say mine. All right.
So, after I beat the Bills, the CPU game, I had the Chiefs. Look, this is why I love being on record of shit. All I gotta do is beat one goddamn team. I already beat the Chiefs earlier in the year, so I was coming into this very confidently. Because here's the thing. Obviously, they probably have the most dynamic wide receiver tandem in the league in terms of Mecole Hardman and Tyreek Hill. Both of those dudes, 97 plus speed. If y'all follow me on Twitch, I'll go back and I'll show, if y'all want me to, I'll show y'all their stats. They average like 20 yards per catch. So obviously he's throwing the ball downfield. Patty Mahomes is always one of the top QBs. He wasn't this year, but, I knew what it was. I've seen it before. I wasn't going to change, and I felt my team was better. So, at the beginning, I came out a little disrespectful, and I was just blitzing. Like, I didn't change it up. Like, I wasn't in my Jedi mind trick.
You were just trying to get to your shit.
Yeah. I was just like, I don't respect you.
Yeah.
I'm going to blitz the fuck out of you, and you're going to do whatever the fuck. So with that being my mindset at the beginning of the game, he actually was able to move the ball a little bit. It caught me in certain positions that typically I would be ahead of. Just mentally. So, you know, after you blitz so many times, then you want to throw in the zone because they're anticipating the blitz. And I wasn't playing the chess game. I was just playing checkers. I was just like, just try to get me. Just try to beat me. Just try to beat me. And he beat me a couple of times. So in the second half, I simplified it. Because I was able to shut him down in that first game running a 3-4 odd cover 3 match. And that's what I did. And that's what I did the second half, and I was just able to shut them down. Because the way my defense is, I have so much, like, my DBs are so nice that I could stay on top of Tariq. Tariq isn't going to get behind me. I know how to do that, you know? So I took the things that he wanted to away, and eventually toward the end of the game, I started playing chess more than checkers, and I won that game. I'm not going to say I won it easy, but I came in there confident, and I wound up the victor. You know what I'm saying? So that game was cool. And if y'all want to go, like, I know that game is definitely still up because it just happened the other day. So go back on my Twitch and go watch that. So then that set me up for the Ravens. And yeah. I was ready. And I was so hyped because I knew that we were pretty much going to do the entire playoffs in one night. So I knew, okay, cool. I already beat the Bills the other night. Tonight, I got the Chiefs. Let me get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? Second time I beat them this year, let me get to the Ravens.
And it was set up nice because even though Spike and I, we played late, and also, I had this discussion earlier. If I would have scored, would I have went for two or tied the game?
Mm-hmm.
I was so emotional. I was going to go for two. I was going to win that bitch.
Yeah, you usually play it safe.
yeah. But I was hot. But anyway, cause I didn't want to put them motherfuckers on the field. So I would win or lose it there. But we were talking about, yes. So you wasn't here Friday, but we did a episode with Spike.
Mm-hmm.
And, so Spike played the Ravens, in the second round, but, there was some discussion about, was he dodging people?
Mm-hmm.
And he pretty much owned up.
He owned up. He said it. He was like, look, this is what happened. I wasn't scared to face nobody. He was just scared to face one person because he already faced them in the regular season earlier and he didn't want to deal with that in the playoffs. And obviously, based on what I just said, you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Yep.
And he was like, based off if I would have, like, he already clinched his playoff spot before we even got to the last half, that last quarter of the season.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, basically now it's just all seeding.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew where he had to be to kind of avoid him, but it was just hilarious. That's why we said in the chat. I don't know if you couldn't probably pick up on it because we had the conversation with him, but.
Yeah, no, cause I saw when y'all said, oh, that's hilarious. And cause my thing is in the AFC, that's the one person that you want to avoid at all costs.
Yeah.
Right. So I knew, but not necessarily. I didn't know the backstory.
Yeah. You could easily get there. Yeah.
I understood why.
Yeah.
It was funny because that's why I said I wanted to, like, I was in, like, not hell bent, but I wanted to beat Spike because even though he wasn't trying to face me intentionally because he thought it was an easy win, he was trying to avoid the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he wanted to get the seeding that he did. So that's why I thought it was funny that he ended up facing the Ravens anyway by beating me. So it's like, you got what you deserve.
Not even that. It's like, if he loses to you, he loses. He's out the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But if he wins, he's going to face the Ravens. It was kind of like a lose-lose situation for his mindset. That's why I was like, wow.
He didn't, I guess, work the seeding out in his head about what happens should each seed wins because that determines who you face next. And I guess he just misjudged it. So I thought it was funny. And, you know, I mean, I don't know how he does it, but he was running all over him as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Spike got to force the fumble, which was key.
Was weird. Yeah. When I saw that, I said, whoa, is that like the first fumble all season?
I think so. Yeah. So, it kind of kept him in the game, but, you know, at that point it was pretty much over. But watching that game, and I'm just thinking about my defense compared to what this guy's defense have, and you and I had a discussion about defenses before and how the talent on the teams makes one hell of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Von Miller and Khalil Mack coming off the edge, it made a whole difference. Spike had, against me, he had all day to throw. Mm-hmm. Against him,
nothing.
2 seconds, if that.
Two, 3 seconds. So once they beat him, that was it. And I'm just watching that corners just knocking shit down and just with guys every step of the way, getting interceptions. Earl Thomas breaking on one and shit like that. The defense, man, I've been telling y'all, bro.
That's really all defense and offensive line. That's really all that matters. If you have a team that has a solid O-line, like at least people,
80 and above.
I would say 78 and above. Just that, because I looked at the Bengals, the offensive line for 21, they got a nigga starting who's 66.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like 70, or I'll even, all right, so I'll concede 80 and above. You're solid there.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a defense who has at least 2 to 3 players who got that star on the floor.
Star or X factor, yeah.
Yep.
You're going to be at least solid. Like, it's hard to overcome this shit, bro.
Yeah, it is.
It's harder, like, it's really hard to build a team.
Yeah. So. And that's why. And y'all chastised me just a little bit saying that I was taking into consideration the moves he was making, but you kind of have, like, in your division, like, in the AFC, I really don't care, but that's, I have to play this motherfucker twice.
Now, we wasn't chastising for you making your moves. You was chastising for you sitting on buying your team, and then you bought a team.
Well, no, well, part of that was we knew that this was the last season. So that was part of that, which is why I kept so much cap space. Well, that's not the reason why I kept so much cap space. I kept so much
cap
space.
But it gave you the opportunity to do that.
But it gave me the opportunity to buy my team because I'm like, well, shit, if we're going to sell out for the last season, I might as well. And then in addition to the fact that the moves that he made, bringing in Von Miller when he, or yeah, bringing in Khalil Mack when he already had Von Miller, and then bringing in Jamal Adams, and then bringing in Harrison, I was like, goddamn.
I don't know how he got away with that shit,
well,
bro.
Well, I could tell you because I saw how he did it. Mm-hmm. But either way, it was at that moment, because I faced your defense, but it was at that moment seeing the differences between his defense and my defense, mm-hmm, I realized that my internal confidence that I could beat that defense, mm-hmm, was far overblown.
Same here. Like, even though I'm bragging about my linebacker, mm-hmm, who I drafted, who won defense rookie, mm-hmm, like, I had to, like, if Spike Lou didn't sim that game or, like, autopilot his matchup, mm-hmm, with me, like, he was gonna lose that race because, mm-hmm, there was a kid from the Eagles who was on my ass the whole time. But, mm-hmm, like, the last game I balled out. I got like 3 picks in a mm-hmm, touchdown with him. So, but it's just like, but look at what I had to do just to win the game. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I have to be Superman at one position.
Yeah.
Just for all these civilians to do a decent job. Yeah. Cause this is like, again, the worst thing about playing these Madden franchises, the more seasons you go through.
Mm-hmm.
Cause then you realize who really did the work early on, mm-hmm, and who was just buying shit, mm-hmm, early on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you pointed out, as far as the conundrum. So it's just like, when you don't have much to start off with, you have to do all that work early. Mm-hmm. Cause by the time we're in the fourth season in 21, cause we're gonna be in 21 for a lot longer than 20.
We're gonna have multiple
seasons. You need to make sure that, like, bro, that trade that I did back then just to win that one season wasn't worth it. Yeah, now I realize
exactly,
that.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep.
So, Spike lost. Saints beat Money Green.
Yep.
Saints is dangerous.
The Super Bowl winner from last season.
Yeah, so it was a Saints-Packers matchups, FIFO-Ravens matchup.
Yep.
Both matchups I wanted to see.
Best matchups of the season, to
be honest.
I
wasn't even watching the Lakers game, bro. I had my phone and my iPad. And I was casting the games to my TV, and I was watching the other games.
I was running errands with my phone on, you know, you got the clip with the car. I'm running errands, like, comment on the game, like, what the fuck going on, kid? We really be about this shit. Yep. We support the whole
thing. It was entertainment, like, for Saturday. Like,
it's not even entertainment too, it's game planning too. I want to see how this nigga play.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, I definitely wanted to see that Saints Packers match.
Yes, that's
man.
Cause that would have been a chess match right there.
That would have been the best chess match, cause both of them know what they're doing with shitty quarterbacks, quote unquote.
Yep.
And that used to be me.
Oh, yeah, I lost it too, bro.
Boy, like, I tell you. But anyway, so I watched it when it happened. We'll be back after this quick break.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Wong.
And I'm Josh Lee Kwai.
And we are the hosts of The Command Zone, a Magic the Gathering podcast.
It's your weekly source for everything concerning the game's most popular format, Commander.
Whether you want to discover the perfect old card that you've never seen before, or find out about the hottest tech from the latest set, we've got your back.
Plus, we help you develop the most important skills for multiplayer Magic. We're talking strategy and tactics, proper sequencing, threat assessment, politics, you name it, we dive deep on it.
So why don't you hit pause on the podcast you're listening to right now and go subscribe to The Command Zone for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
We promise you won't regret it.
Well, you won't, but your opponents might.
Yeah, good point.
What happened?
Spike hit force advance, and you guys have seen it on Madden where it slides twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he thought
it didn't.
It didn't advance, and he didn't wait for the screen to reset and refresh. And he turned around and hit that bitch again. And I was sitting there watching it live because he still had the stream. I was like, why did he press it twice? I said, well, he the commish. He does it all the time. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. Next thing I know, I look in the Madden chat. Whoa, why am I in the Super Bowl? And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Spike done fucked up.
Yeah.
And it was innocent because he got mad at that one dude. It was like, who dumbass decision was this or something like that?
Yeah. And I know it was innocent because as soon as...
I didn't even see that.
Because as soon as Spike lost to the Ravens, he texted me and he was like, you better whoop that motherfucker's ass.
Bro, Spike, when he lost to him the first time in the regular season, he hit me up. He was like, bruh. He was like, how you feel about cuz? He was really like, bruh, I'm ready to get this nigga out, boy. Like,
he said it on the episode.
Yeah, he said on the episode. That's the only reason I'm bringing it up, because I would have kept that to myself. But nah, he said on the episode, like, bruh, this nigga hate the fact that he played like that. He explained on the episode too. He was like, bruh, this nigga just, he said, there's video gamers and there's Madden players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is sentiments we express. So, but FIFO ass, I'm like, all right, bet, let's run it. I'm like, hold on, man. Y'all can't do my boy Cliff like that. I ain't never talked to this nigga before in my life. I ain't never met him. But I'm like, and Saints. I'm like, man, y'all can't play that game.
And you denied us a good matchup too. That's the other thing. That's the main thing for me. I don't give a fuck. I'm not in the game, so I don't give a damn about it. But I just want to see how these niggas play.
Cause I would imagine if I'm both of them, I'm fuming right now.
I was fuming. And that's why he called me. Yeah, because, again, look, obviously Spike, he done felt a certain type of way about this Ravens user and what he's able to do with the run game. Obviously, I had to psych myself up to play this guy because you know what's coming. You know what's coming. And what's he going to do this time? No, we know what the fuck he's going to do. He's going to run left, and then he's going to run right. Then he might run right again, and he's going to run left. But that's all the fuck he's doing. So you have to, like, because... Cause you know that a good possession or a good play defensively for you is a run for 3 yards. And then stopping them again for another run for 3 yards. And then it's the, okay, can I stop them? You know what I'm saying? So I had to mentally prepare and I was psyched the fuck up. I came straight home from the job. I ain't do nothing but put down my backpack and turn on the motherfucking game to play this shit.
I was ready. Not only that, he put aside his vices. He was like,
I was ready, man. I was motherfucking ready for this matchup.
You don't know, the energy was in the air. I felt it.
I knew he was, cause he was like, bro, who wanna run? I'm trying to run the game. I need to get this energy out. Yeah. I was like, bro, I feel you, bro. I feel you.
Yeah. I wasn't about to play your ass.
Like, no, I was like, this nigga hot. He gonna do some shit to me. He gonna scream like a motherfucker 2 yards. You know how his goofy ass is. I'm like, come on, bro. I ain't with your shit.
I'm already in my feelings too. I'm not about to do
it. You saw that score that I had against the Packers. You know what I was going through.
What was that score?
Don't worry about it. It was bad. All right. It was god awful.
Oh man. But yeah, no, I definitely wanted to, cause I was literally playing and watching at the same time. I knew that the Packers, New Orleans Saints was going to be a good matchup. I knew the Browns, my team, and the Ravens was going to be another good matchup. So I was ready, man. And it was just a colossal letdown. Fucking letdown.
I think everybody in the chat kind of felt that.
Especially since this is the last season. Like,
yeah, man.
I'm telling you, those last 4 weeks.
We went through all that shit just for that.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Do you know how hard it was to make the moves that I fucking made, man?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm preaching. Go ahead, bro.
But, man.
But anyway, we're on 21, so there was no champion this year.
No.
So we're on to 21.
It's an asterisk year.
It is a fucking
pandemic. Somebody said in the chat, COVID came through and shut all that shit down.
Yep.
So that's where we are, man. That's the latest update. And then, you know, everybody thirsty ass in the chat talking about, let's go to 21. Y'all be doing my man.
Nah, I didn't.
Y'all
like,
better be lucky I'm not the commish.
Nah, yeah. I already know. You would have kicked about a bunch of niggas out and you would have cussed everybody else too. But, yeah, there has to be a time frame as far as like when we can hit up Spike about the league. Cause I don't like it. You shouldn't, it's just like at a job or anything. You can't just hit up your boss about everything about, you know what I'm saying? Push this through, push that through. Mm-hmm. You gotta respect his personal time. You know what I'm saying? So early in the morning, it don't matter if it's like in the chat as far as asking questions, but like when it comes to like directly at Lou, you gotta be like, all right, at least be 10 o'clock or whatever. Cause you, like you said, he usually tells us when he advances and it's usually between like at no later 11 a.m. You know what I mean? When he's on top of it. So yeah,
I was hot to start 21 last night only because obviously
he was leading the charge, the coup.
Here's the thing. Obviously, I still have some of that energy from last night, but I was like, okay, well, everybody is up and active. So let's just start it.
Take advantage of the opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least maybe everybody was, but Chiefs didn't have the game and, you know, it was just way too chaotic.
I didn't know that I thought that I was the only one that was holding, like, cause remember I was the only one that was getting a physical. Everybody else said digital. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, if that's the case, then y'all should have it.
But way was, you know, sometimes people like, okay, I get it when I need to get it. You know what I mean?
I feel it. I was under the impression that, because this is what everybody been talking about, 21.
You
gotta realize who talking about
it. It's usually 21. Only, and that's what I realized too, like it's only like five of us that's really that active every day, yep. Especially like the number one is obviously, Adrian. The Seahawks, the Adrian, mm-hmm. Then it's you, then it's probably me, and then it's the, you know, Chiefs or whatever.
Cowboys and Chiefs will pop up and talk, Money Green.
You barely hear from the Packers, you barely hear from the Saints, you barely hear from Ken, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they probably got their notifications turned off.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
cause it'd be going crazy sometimes.
Yeah,
especially like if you wake up at like 11 a.m. or you getting up out of bed at 11 a.m. you see 43 messages all asking, did you advance yet?
Yeah. Right. So it gave the appearance that everybody was hyped for 21 and ready to move on. Yeah. But Adrian was like, I'm about to go out. She was like, I ain't got it yet. I'll get it, you know, whenever we agreed on Sunday. And
it's just funny that he said that, and then this morning he talking about some, I ain't got no invite, what's up? Like, he ready to start now, like, we can't do no trades, no none. I'm like,
which was also, what was the point if no news, why set up the league if nothing can be done?
Well, we just wanted to be set up so that way, you could just see, like, you could look at your own roster, make your own moves on your own team, not dealing with free agents. You can still do stuff, maybe practice, maybe do this, play a preseason game.
So you
see your roster.
So this is one thing, because
I don't know.
But I appreciated the gesture of starting it so that way you could start tinkering a little, to a degree, you with your own team.
Cause for me, I looked at 21, and I want to jump right ahead to it, and don't forget your point, people, but like, I looked at 21, like, I looked at the roster, and I'm like, all right, these are where I need to draft. Like, I need to play, and this is where I can get somebody in free agency. I'm looking at the free agency list, like, there's
also
a couple niggas.
Also, the trades that you would like to make, you know, just seeing. So what I was going to start doing was, potentially making the trade, but I'm like, oh no, because if they like it, then they're going to take it. So let me not even fuck around with it. So I was going to create a whole nother fucking franchise for me to try to make these moves. And I said, you know what? That's the fucking most. But the point I was going to make was I never realized this, because I guess my scheme going into 21 is going to be a little bit different. But in practice, you cannot substitute people. So the scheme that I want to run has particular substitutions, like in positions. And I wasn't able to do that. So I'm like, I can't even practice what I really want to right now. And I know it's going to fucking work, because last night when I wanted to play you and you had went out, I played Foreign Hustle 2 games. And in that first game, when I was running this particular scheme, he could not fucking stop it. He could not stop
21 it. Is a little different too.
It
though.
Is different.
Cause
it
I played an exhibition game. I was the team that I'm picking for 21. And then I was playing against the Eagles just to see what it's like. All Madden, because we're doing all Madden this season. We didn't do all Madden in 20 at all.
Yeah, I need some more all Madden runs. I've been playing.
That's what
all
I said.
Pros.
I knew I needed that, just
because it is different.
I needed a tune-up.
A little quicker, bruh, than all pro.
And I'm so glad I did. I was like, okay, this is a good practice. That's what I call the practices now. Because like you said, you can do substitutions in an exhibition game. And get a feel about how they play. But yeah, 21 is a I don't think you can get away with all that goofy shit.
No, hell no.
Well, we definitely need to, which would be great. And we definitely need to, just, you know, discuss within the league what's what. Cause I know we talked about all Madden, but the league doesn't know. And, you know, we got to see if there's a consensus.
Oh, I thought we already agreed on
that. I'll tell you this. The main thing I don't like about all Madden is the kicking. Cause the kicking was already glitchy in 21. On all Madden, it's like hyper glitchy. So even like me and Foreign Hustle last night, we missed like maybe 2-3 extra points. So
well, we're gonna do a review of the game.
Yeah, we are. We
got some other stuff to do, but yeah, that's the season, man.
Oh, tell the teams.
Oh yeah, well, I was playing with the Jags, but the white boy.
Hold on, Ken. And are we gonna? they're blowing me up. Hold on, they're blowing me up. So I told them what we would address it here. Do we have a date in time of when we're gonna start our Dead End Sports / Dead End Gaming Madden 21 League?
No, but we need to meet about that and discuss that, because I do have some additional thoughts on that.
Because they're blowing me the fuck up.
If we meet early tomorrow, discuss it.
Yeah, yeah, because I keep getting hit up about it too. But yeah, we need to finalize some things, but, it may be finalized by the time you guys hear this anyway. But, But after the two white boys let me down yesterday, Bolton and Bubba something.
Bubba Sparks?
No, nah, we might as well be. I'm going to Motown. Mm. I'm playing with the Lions.
So he's so I'm going to all black NFC. Everything. Ultra black.
All black everything. I'm not having any.
So fuck Matt Stafford.
I'm trying to be racist, but y'all may say I'm being racist, but it's going to be all black everything. I'm going to the black city. I'm going to Motor City. I'm not so forget you, Florida.
So all that voting that the fans did, the listeners did, they mean shit to you now.
Hey man, it's executive order.
I listen to the listeners. I respect y'all.
So who you going with?
I'm going with the Colts.
That wasn't the number one pick.
It was top two.
So all that voting in the fans and shit.
Hey, at least I stuck to my main list of what they voted for. I'm going with the Bengals for the Dead End Sports League, the one that we're creating. So you will see me with the Bengals. I'm not leaving out
and
the Bengals.
I'm going with the Broncos.
But as much as I've been complaining about with you today in this episode, even a few episodes about defense and offensive line, mm-hmm. I've been researching the Colts and the Bears. That's the reason why I had them. It wasn't just because of the Midwest connection. The Bears got the best defense literally on Madden.
Yeah.
85 is the highest rating, I think, on for defense. And what is, but, I didn't want to deal with Mitch Trubisky and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, with the Colts, the reason why I did that is because they have one of the best offensive line, probably top five. Yes. They have a great receiver. They have, a solid defense too. Obviously, mm-hmm. Darius Leonard. They got Justin Houston. They mm-hmm. got this Forrest Buckner, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, they got some guys. Now, some of them are older, yeah. but, They got Xavier Rhodes as the third best corner on the team. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got some.
But that O-line is life.
That O-line is life. The lowest rated player on the line is 73. Mm-hmm. And he's just the right guard. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is 80 plus. Mm-hmm. Quentin Nelson is the best mm-hmm. offensive guard in the game at mm-hmm. 94. He may be my best player.
Yeah.
So it's just like, and I got Phillip Rivers and Jacoby Brissett. So obviously I'm starting Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, you
already know. I'm keeping pro black too. You know what I mean? So that's the team I'm going with. It just makes so much. They have a depth of running backs too. They got mm-hmm. three running backs that can start on any team. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot better for me with the Colts.
I feel you. So I'm sticking with the Browns in this league. And I think I'm pretty much going to keep the majority of the roster intact. Mm. I was considering moving on from Kareem Hunt, but when I played Foreign Hustle, that's why I needed to play to see if Kareem Hunt fits. Y'all motherfuckers, boy, I'm about to run all over everybody, but I'm keeping both of them. I was 50-50 last night on keeping Baker. He gone. That white boy can't play, man.
How do you say that after watching the Packers do what he does?
Because here's the thing. So, like, after I moved on from Baker and he went to the Green Bay Packers before Foreign started usering them, Baker became a superstar. Like, Foreign didn't make him.
But you can get him there, too.
But he, it's not like he.
But last night when I was playing, right, and I was doing a practice. And I thank you for all of the Twitch people that be staying up with me late and shit. I was doing a practice and there was a play where I had somebody, I want to say it was Jarvis Landry on a drag route. Pressure, the defense sent a cornerback blitz. The corner wasn't, he was within 5 yards.
Just because of the fact he felt the pressure.
He felt the pressure. He threw the shit wide as fuck. That's an interception in the game. And the way I explain it to people is this is just the computer, right? And the computer on defense is on random play. I'm on random play in practice.
Yeah.
Right? In the game, there's tendencies. There's certain defensive schemes that you're going to be running based off of what I'm doing. And obviously this is just a random play, but if I was doing something and they picked the right defense, some type of zone or something like that, and I throw that pass, that's an interception. So that's why when I come on this podcast and I'm like, that interception wasn't me. I made the right read, but this motherfucker felt the pressure and threw it wide. What am I supposed to do with that? I need a quarterback that under pressure makes the throws I need him to make.
So I own my interception.
Yeah, we all do.
I don't own mine. I don't own mine.
You just said. That's why I said it wasn't me.
That's why I don't fuck with Baker because Baker be
happening. But when you play with a quarterback, for your team. You know their limitations. You especially, I can understand if Ken said that because he don't practice. But you especially know all the tendencies,
but
what he can.
That's why I'm getting rid of Baker, though. That's why I'm not even making it an issue.
If you know he could be a superstar, why get rid of him on a cheap deal? He's still on his rookie deal.
But I'm not even going to pay him, though.
That's fine. You got 3 years left, two, three years left. No, and the franchise.
FIFO's going with the Browns. Y'all can hear this and much more. Madden 21. We're going to do a full review of the game. I think Nemo wanted to sit in because he has.
Yeah, Nemo trying to get in the league too. You got to pay, boy.
I think he's that
family.
I'll just play.
But all right, man. Hey man, make sure you guys check out Frames Per Second. We're about to record that now. And yeah, we'll be back, probably this week. So y'all probably get 3 episodes this week, actually.
Yeah.
So, we'll catch you guys next time, man. We out.